Chapter 10. The Power to See the Invisible. This chapter is about expertise. One view of experts is that they have accumulated lots of knowledge. While this is undoubtedly true, it conveys an image of people whose brains are filled with facts, heavy with memories, weighed down with wisdom. In many fields, the time needed to develop expertise is up to 10 years. Thus, we see a relationship between expertise and age. This reinforces the image of experts as slow-moving creatures who may talk and think slowly because they must search through so much information. This chapter presents a different image of experts. Based on the highly skilled people we have observed, interviewed, and studied in different domains, the accumulation of experience does not weigh people down, it lightens them up. Experts see the world differently. They see things the rest of us cannot. Often experts do not realize that the rest of us are unable to detect what seems obvious to them. An analogy may help to illustrate this point. Many years ago, I had the following experience. After a long day of work, I got ready for bed. While I was waiting for my wife to finish work on an article she was writing, I dozed off. I must have been lying there on my side for about 20 or 25 minutes, with one eye pressed down into the pillow and the other exposed to the overhead light. My wife came in and turned off the light so that the room was dark. This woke me, and when I sat up, I had the distinct feeling that one of my eyeballs had fallen out of my face. Try the demonstration. Cover up one eye with a heavy patch, a scarf, or the palm of a hand. Covering it only with your fingers lets in too much light, for about 20 minutes. Then go into a windowless room, turn off the light, close the door, and then uncover your eye. Experience the difference. It will help you feel the contrasts described in this chapter. What happened to me was that while I was lying on the bed, the eye that was pressed into the pillow was shielded from the light. Rhodopsin, the chemical responsible for night vision, was regenerating in that eye. By the time my wife came in, the chemical was up to its maximum, and that eye could detect objects under even very low illumination. The other eye had been exposed to the light, and the rhodopsin in it was continuing to be depleted. The sensitivity of the chemical makes it effective in the dark, just as it makes it vulnerable to being bleached out by light. When my wife turned out the light and I sat up, I had one eye that could see fairly well, the one pressed into the pillow, and one that was useless.